your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. It's Matt Man, coming at you, casting the solo pods this week. This is our weekly podcast, Deep Fried Geeks, where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and movies, and general geek news. This week, I'm coming at you by myself after Tommy Two Stars and I saw Doctor Strange on Sunday night. We waited a couple days because we had busy stuff going on, and we decided to go see it with the Leviticus afterwards. Went and saw it at 9 o'clock at night. And put the strange in our eyes. So I decided that instead of not posting a pod this week, because Tom and I could not get together, that I would sit down and talk in your ears for a little bit and tell you what I thought about the strange movie, Doctor Strange. I've been looking forward to this movie for quite a while since they said it was coming out. I remember when it was announced that Benny Honda Crispy Bush was going to be cast as Stephen Strange. I was at Universal in the line for the Minion ride with my sister-in-law, and we both squealed like girls. We were both very excited and happy, and we were squealing and yelling and everything else, and it was amazing. I have been a fan of Benedict Cumberbatch's since Sherlock, so I was really excited about him being Stephen Strange. I was never a huge fan of Doctor Strange growing up. I remember playing him. I think my first introduction to him was in the video games, some of the older video games, maybe even one of the older Spider-Man cartoons. Never really read too many of his comics until maybe he started to get introduced in Fantastic Four. And then when I read the Infinity Gauntlet. And then later on, I read some of the stuff where Steve Ditko did the artistry and stuff like that. I think which was in the 80s. 70s, 80s maybe. And the stuff that was done on those Ditko comics with Doctor Strange was just like trippy, like they were on acid or LSD and completely out there and unlike anything you've probably ever seen. So if you definitely get a chance, look at some of that Ditko work from those comic books, because it is pretty incredible and pretty beautiful. So I was really looking forward to this movie because the rest of the Marvel Universe stuff that we've gotten has been all solidified in science, other than maybe Thor. But Thor, they kind of said that it was like, you know, they were aliens and from another universe. So it wasn't anything magical or mystical or anything, which is not as big a part as Marvel as like DC. DCs are all mystical and magical and aliens. But Marvel later on got the Silver Surfer and the Outer Space and Fantastic Four and then Strange and Dormammu and Ghost Rider and Mephisto, and they kind of delved down deep in all that. And so I truly believe that that's a good core feeling of the Marvel Universe. You can't have the Marvel Universe without having that stuff. So I think it's really important, especially since they're going to be going into the Infinity Gauntlet movies and Infinity Stones. You can't have this storyline without Stephen Strange. You can't do it. And so I was really excited that the movie's coming out. You'd heard us talk about last week that we had the chance to go to the movie premiere, but we passed up on it. So I was excited, but maybe not as excited as I possibly could be. So We went and saw the movie after hearing lots and lots of reviews. For me, overall, I loved the movie. I thought it was great. Starting from the very beginning, the trailers were great. They had a Rogue One trailer. They did the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. They did the Logan trailer. So it was really cool to see all those trailers on the big screen, especially the Logan trailer. I liked it a lot better. And in the theater than I did on watching on the computer on my phone. So that kind of started my emotions. any Deep-Fried Geeks fans know that I can be a little emotional. So as we were watching the Logan trailer, like, that started the waterwork. So I started getting teary-eyed and crying during that. And then once the beginning of Doctor Strange started, you just jumped right into this cool scene that was, like, right out of ER of Doctor Strange going to town, being a surgeon, and working on somebody to save their lives. And you got the cockiness vibe out of him, and it was just really, really cool. And then after that, they didn't give you a whole lot. So it just went right into his origin story. So a little bit of spoilers. It went right into his origin story of him and the car crash. And as soon as that happened, and you saw the car crash happen and his hands get crushed, I lost it. Like, all my emotions opened up, and I started getting teary-eyed and crying, and I felt like a big, giant girl. And then from that point on, they did a 15-20 minute just delve into showing him have his breakdown and selling all of his belongings and going to all these different doctors and trying to figure out how to get his hands to work again and showing him become kind of an alcoholic and showing him break up with Christine and say all these mean, nasty things to her. And so that was really emotional for me. For me, I think the movie tried to hit on a lot of emotional points, especially at the end. But that first half an hour or 45 minutes is probably the most emotional I've ever gotten during the movie before. I thought they really nailed it well and showed the breakdown of Stephen Strange. After that, you kind of jump into the whole mystic arts of the movie and start seeing his eyes getting opened and the Ancient One and stuff. So, again, a little bit of spoilers. I'm not going to spoil the whole plot line to maybe a little bit later. But, so, they started all that, and they had the Ancient One, and they had Mordo, and showing, I love how they built the relationship between Mordo and and Stephen Strange up to kind of have that catalyst for later movies when Mordo becomes the villain. So I thought that was really neat. I loved Tilda Swinton is the Ancient One. I loved her in Chronicles of Narnia as the White Witch. And then she just plays that mystical, deviant, like, curious person. So in this movie, it's cool because you didn't, like, there was something mystical about her. You didn't know if she was all good, all bad, in the middle. So it was really kind of neat. And then from there, they just kind of took off. And he started gaining his powers, and they had a lot of cool scenes. Overall, my favorite things about this movie was Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he completely nailed it as Doctor Strange. I also loved the visual effects. I've never, ever seen anything like it, visual effects-wise. There's a fight scene at the end of the movie where they're kind of reversing time and fighting in the reverse time, which is really, really cool. So if you love visual effects and you love CGI, you need to go check out Doctor Strange. We did not see it in 3D, which I'm happy we didn't, because it's crazy. Like, it's all over the place. I probably would have gotten sick. So if you're prone to motion sickness or getting headaches from 3D movies, maybe don't go see this movie in 3D. Overall, for Marvel movies, I think it's probably my fourth or fifth favorite Marvel movie. It fires on all cylinders for me. The acting is great. The action is great. It's imaginative. It's funny. It's something new, but it's all too familiar. If I had to say anything negative about the movie, it definitely feels like that storyline that Marvel is getting very good at telling, where you have a cocky or guy who has everything, kind of like maybe what they did in Ant-Man with Stephen Lang and the kid, or you have Robert Downey Jr., right? And so as Tony Stark. And they have all these things, and they're cocky, and they're a strong character. Something tears them down, injures them physically, injures them emotionally. Then they find this power, they build up, find said bad guy, beat said bad guy, end of origin. And that's kind of what they did. Like, It was basically Iron Man, but with Doctor Strange. So it was good, but storyline wise, they didn't really do anything we hadn't seen before, other than the visual effects. And then they did some really cool stuff with time. And so that was really neat because we hadn't really seen that time travel or anything like that in Doctor Strange. So without getting too spoilerly, if you like time travel and stuff, they do this. The Infinity Stone that gets introduced in the movie is Time Stone. So they really do some neat stuff with that. So for me, I would give the movie like an 8 out of 10. I enjoyed it. I definitely recommend going seeing it. So, spoiler warning, just to give you a fair warning, that's kind of my whole review as a whole. I'm going to dive into a little bit of spoiler fun, so if you don't want to hear that, then you can just end now. If you want to check out any of our cool, check out our Facebook page, Instagram page, anything like that, you can check us out at Deep Fried Geeks. And you can also check us out on iTunes. Or if you want to email me if any questions or dive deeper into the movie, you can do that at mattman.blog@gmail.com. So, spoiler warning over. The movie for me was that first 45 minutes was great. And I thought they really did a good job of making me emotional, making me care for Stephen Strange. And then after that, I almost felt an emotional disconnect. I don't know why, but I think they were trying to shove so much emotion at you at some points in making you like love Stephen Strange so much that it became a little bit of overkill. There got a point where it just was missing some kind of soul for me somewhere towards the end, like maybe the beginning of the third act. So, you have the Ancient One, she ends up, passing away, as she dies, she falls on a building after they're fighting Caecilius, the bad guy, and they're really trying to push that, and that emotion, and they're doing this whole her going into the afterworld scene, and it just seemed very, very forced, and then, so that's the beginning of the third act, and then Doctor Strange goes with Mordo, and they gotta fight Caecilius, and then they introduce Dormammu, which was really cool. If you don't know, Dormammu is a big villain for Doctor Strange, kind of like a demon. So he goes and he fights. He has to fight Dormammu. But in this process, he has to use. They go to the scene, and Caecilius has already won, introduced Dormammu into the world, and Dormammu is taking over. So Doctor Strange reverses time. And so as he's reversing time, they have this huge, cool fight scene with everything going in reverse and they're fighting and everything else. And then after that, if you see the movie, you already know, Doctor Strange decides he wants to go and fight Dormammu. And so he traps Dormammu in this time loop. And the time loop was cool because, for me, it was very Doctor Who-y. And you know I like Doctor Who a lot. So I really enjoyed that, but they were really trying at that point, too, to introduce this emotion to you that it just wasn't hitting it for me, because you have this character who started off very selfish, and so this whole story is about him realizing it's not about him, right? And but he has all these characters that know he's selfish and know he's self-centered and know he wants to do things for himself. But then at the end of this movie, he sacrifices himself for the planet and for the world and for these people that he cares about, but nobody is there to see it. And I think that's what kind of lost the emotion for me, that wasn't there for me, because nobody was there to see his transformation. So maybe they did that on purpose to make it a completely selfless act, but that really kind of put a damper on the emotion for me on that scene. But overall, it was a great movie. The ending was great. Lots of cool fight scenes. So totally go check it out. It was really cool to see childhood and comic books come to life, and all these names and things you've seen in the books and on video games and on cartoons come to the big screen, and to see them pull off the story of Doctor Strange. Super, super cool. And then there is an end credit scene that was pretty awesome too. So Hopefully I didn't spoil the movie too bad for you. There's a lot of stuff, cool stuff I left out. Make sure you go check it out. Let us know what you think of the movie. And we'll be back at you next week with a regular Deep Fried Geeks episode. Tom and I are geeking out and having a good time. So thanks for tuning in and listening. Go check out Doctor Strange in the movie theaters quickly, because there's a lot of other good movies coming out soon. Fantastic Beasts, Rogue One, Mona's coming out. So make sure you go check out Doctor Strange soon. Keep calm and geek on.